Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Tough Egg Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, January 16th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 2.25 cents, March wheat up 3 cents, and March beans up 5.25 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar steady. Crude oil is down 24 a barrel. Gold and silver just a little bit higher here. The market's trying to digest that news from yesterday that Leisinger said that there was no progress on the talks. That's what broke the market yesterday. A little bit of upside day here so far, overnight anyway. But the corn market took out the trend line on the downside. I think that's fairly significant. But it has been the case when the market acts the worst off of bearish news, either China or somebody else steps in and buys the breaks. So, it's hard to know what's going on out here because we don't have any real news. Government shutdown is still going on. We really don't know where we stand with the Chinese. We haven't seen any results of the tenders so far out here. But, the crush was a record December number, so that could be a little bit supportive, but we didn't really see it help the beans yesterday. Sometimes the support comes a day later. The Brexit deal didn't go through. I don't think that'll have much impact on U.S. grain prices out here. So I think we're right back where we've been. Parts of Brazil are still pretty dry. Most of Argentina is pretty wet. But when you look at the analyst estimates of the crops, what we're losing in one part of the world, we're gaining in another part of the world. And we just don't see a net reduction of any significance in world stocks out here. The funds are still long. Some people are saying 50 to 60,000 contracts of corn, I'd say that's probably about right. So if they want to come out of it, I think we're going to be looking at prices maybe 10 to 15 cents lower than we're at now. Funds are short corn, they're short beans, wheat, meal, oil. So I don't know how much more outside pressure we'll get from the funds, but usually once they get their teeth into something, they'll hold on to it here for a while. So my bias is selling rallies out here until we get some kind of real confirmation that anything with China is actually for real. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.